USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said although he's looking forward to the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he still could pull out of the meeting if he feels it's not going to be fruitful.
We've never been in a position like this with that regime. If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.
A Minnesota doctor accused of illegally prescribing an opioid painkiller for Prince a week before the musician died from an overdose of drugs agreed to pay $30,000 to settle a federal civil violation, according to documents made public today. Aside from the fine, the doctor has agreed to stricter requirements for logging and reporting his prescriptions of controlled substances for 2 years. Prince died April 21, 2016, and the government began their investigation shortly thereafter. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
There have been a lot of Republicans who have come out as of late who are not too happy about the recent tax plan that was signed last month, which avoided the government shutdown. Count Lee Zeldin, congressman from New York, he's a Republican, as one of those. Take a listen to him as he discusses his position and why he's against the bill.
Well, first off, just so that you know who you're talking to here, I was someone who voted against the tax bill when it came up last December. I voted against the recent omnibus. A few weeks before that, I voted against the budget cap deal. So that, you know, my perspective, I believe that in talking about what else we can do for tax cuts, I believe that we should be looking at ways to cut spending to make our government operate more efficiently, that it should be an opportunity when talking about reducing tax rates to also be talking about ways to cut spending in order to pay for those tax cuts.
President Donald Trump is in Key West, Florida, visiting an anti-drug trafficking joint task force. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Sports in all forms are a huge part of culture in the United States and the world. Most professional athletes are not elite solely because of the extra training hours they put in on their body. It also has to do with their brain. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Zach Schoenbraun. He's author of a new book titled The Performance Cortex, How Neuroscience is Redefining Athletic Genius. One of the things we discussed was how athletes solely cannot be based on their physical appearance. He gives one glaring example in the NBA.
And the greatest example of the way that we have perhaps missed the cognitive aspects of sports, or at least almost missed the cognitive aspects of sports, is with Stephen Curry, who coming out of college had put up phenomenal numbers, but scouts still worried about his athleticism. They thought he was too slow-footed, couldn't play defense, and actually termed him unathletic to excel, in the NBA. And of course, he proved everybody wrong. And yet, if you take his measurables, the things that came out of those scouting combines, take his measurables and line them up against 200 other NBA point guards, you would never be able to pick him out of a lineup. So what is it that separates him? What is it that makes him different and enabled him to win two MVPs? I would argue it has much more to do with his brain and the way that his brain is working in decision-making, planning, and prediction.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, another crazy week. Oh, boy. I'm telling you right now, it is, it's a bit exhausting. It really is. The amount of homework that I have to, I am a homework junkie. In the same way when it comes to sports, too. When I coach, I love practice. I do. I love the preparation. I love practice. Like, I love doing my homework for the radio program. I really, really do. But, man, keep me quite busy. That's for sure. Anyway, all right. I'm going to start off today. I was thinking about a way to kind of describe this and try to help out everyone out there. That's I get it. I understand. I understand what's going on with a lot of investors out there. I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of great questions from people all over the country. I got to put it in terms of roller coasters. I've always liked roller coasters, always, since I was a kid. I remember finding out and hearing about these roller coasters that they had in Ohio somewhere, certain theme parks, and I couldn't wait. I mean, rare occasion we would get in the family van and drive down to Florida to visit Grandma and Grandpa and go to one of the parks down there. I remember back in the day, I think the best roller coasters were Busch Gardens way back when. But anyway, I still like going on them. I do. Not as much as I used to. Now, when I lived in Florida for a while, I used to go to the theme parks all the time. As you may know or may not know, you're new to the program, I'm not a Disney guy. And I've got a lot of reasons why, and I'm not going to get into it now. We used to go to Universal Studios all the time. We got some big roller coasters there. Go on with the kids. But I did notice. I'm being honest here, okay? And this is a lot for me to come clean. I did notice that they started to throw me off a little bit. After riding on one of these Gigantor roller coasters, it took me, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour to kind of get my bearings. Almost felt like I was out fishing all day in, 3 to 4 foot waves. So, I haven't gone, I haven't been to a theme park in past few years. I've been a roller coaster, and when I go, I'll get on one. I'll see how it makes me feel. But what I do know is that they're not for everyone. They're not. And I understand that. Now, granted, when my kids were growing up and they would look at the roller coaster and they were tall enough to ride it, but they were still afraid, did I tease them? Yes, of course I did, because that's what I do. That's what dads do. I wasn't the dad be like, that's okay. No. Yeah, I would break out in the chicken dance right there. I do that when they were younger. Okay, and they all go on them now. no big deal. That's just me being me. But I also understand roller coasters and how they also relate to your money. Everybody is different. Everybody is unique. I get that. I do. I've written extensively about track records and how various different fund managers or hedge fund guys, they put out track records. This is my track record. Well, whatever, man. Your track record may be great, but is it great for everyone? Can't do a track record for Markowski Investments. The only track record we actually keep track of is our client retention. We keep our clients. Everybody's situation is unique. Everybody's situation is different. And I feel for people out there that I can't take it anymore. You get to a, it's almost like I have a feeling that there's going to be a point in time. I hope it doesn't come where I'm not going to be able to take the roller coaster and I'm going to come off one time and I'm going to throw up and I'm going to be, that's it. I'm out. I can't do them anymore. I don't know. I hope that time never occurs, but it might. You may have been invested and doing fantastic with your portfolio your entire life, but you know, you may be at a point in time where, you know what? I just don't like the volatility anymore. I'm tired of it. Now, I would stress a little patience at this point in time. I would, because again, it's okay to want to completely, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But everyone needs to understand just how volatile things have been. I understand the way you people feel right now. I get it. Yeah, 2017, the markets barely did anything. There was no volatility at all. You know that 40% of the trading days this past year so far have been 1% moves? We haven't seen that type of volatility since 2009. Now, this means nothing. Nothing correlates to 2009. Nothing that's happening today makes us even close to 2009. But the reality is, it doesn't mean a damn thing if you can't sleep at night. What's the point? What is the point if it's stressing you out? You can read all of the columns that I've written, and I can write out and I can prove to you how every correction is going to be fantastic. But you know what? You just might not want to hear about it anymore. And that's okay, too. I want you to understand that we get that. We have countless clients out there that are, for all intents and purposes, are in basically risk-free portfolios, volatility-free portfolios, and there are ways of doing it. There are. Things have gotten a little bit better when it comes to returns because we've seen the treasuries tick up to some degree. But there are other ways. There are other ways of getting in somewhat into the performance of the stock market. You're topped out into how much money you could make. So if you try to go this route and the stock market takes off and goes to 35,000, no, you're not going to participate in all the gains by any stretch, but you're most certainly not going to be participating in all of the volatility that is taking place today. And there's a lot less worry. There are many different ways of handling these situations. And I want to let everybody know that we're here to help you with that. We're not here, never have been. Okay? It's me. I did that wrong. Poor English. My brother Michael, my brother Matthew, and myself. We run the show. There's no sales manager here. When we started Markowski Investments, it was all, that's it. One thing. No, we're not going to do investment banking. No, we're not going to. We are going to put our clients' interests above our own. It's not just about bringing something that's suitable It's about doing the right thing. Many of the things that we do, consultants will say, oh, you know, you're not going to make as much money doing that. Really? Really? You see, let me explain to you something. I said, the three of us, we're the shareholders. Okay, I don't have other shareholders that I have to answer to. We've always believed that doing the right thing by your clients is going to always turn out for the best. And it has. Now you can take a look at the ridiculous mission statements of the major brokerage firms where they pay that ideal lip service but never follow through. Ever. I actually did that one time. Did I write a column? I might have. I might have written a column about that where I actually went through all the major brokerage firms' mission statements and what they had to say and how ridiculous they are based upon the way that they treat their clients. Let me tell you something, people. The stock market, you'll see this phrase sometimes say, oh, the stock market's getting tested. No, it's not. Stock market, it is what it is. It doesn't get tested. You get tested. And let me tell you something, okay? There can be different types of tests. It can be a pass-fail type of test, or the market can be a test about, you know what you're willing to take. And that there's no pass-fail. You are who you are. Know thyself. This is really important. Know thyself. You don't want to lose sleep at night. You don't want to lose sleep at night over your investments. Why would you? Life's too short for that. We are really going to be putting on a push right now. We are. And we're building, really burning the midnight oil in regards to helping people out with their financial plans. Getting a lot of phone calls. A lot of people just rethinking things. I get it. I mean, 2009 is fresh in many people's minds. And as I said last week here on the program, I said, in theory, it's all in theory. In theory, I would want the stock market to drop by 50% with obviously none of the fundamentals changing. Keep the fundamentals the same, the economy the same, but the stock market to drop by 50%. In theory, that's a great thing. In reality, it's going to make people feel very, very uncomfortable. Have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Yeah, I did. I was right. I did write about this, and it was several years ago. Time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. And time really flies when you have kids. It really goes by fast. But anyway, here's some of the bull excrement mission statements from some of the big investment firms. Our integrity and reputation depend on our ability to do the right thing, even when it's not the easy thing. JP Morgan Chase. No financial incentive or opportunity, regardless of the bottom line, justifies a departure from our values. That's Goldman Sachs. That, are you kidding me? They said that with a straight face. Goldman Sachs, okay, Goldman Sachs would sell their mother, their grandparents, to make a buck. These are the guys. These are guys that kind of led the way in the securitization of bad mortgages, and then knowing that they were going to blow up, bet that they were going to go down. It's amazing to me. Nothing really should amaze me anymore when it comes to these guys downtown New York. Anyway, here's another one. The talent and passion of our people are critical to our success. Together, we share a common set of values rooted in integrity and excellence. That's Morgan Stanley. Right. Everybody pays attention to this program, and week in, week out, story after story, these big firms ripping people off. This is their mission statement. Okay, Merrill Lynch, the interests of our clients must come first. It's not true. They don't come first. What comes first is your bottom line. Each and every one of those entities are publicly traded. Each and every one. You cannot serve two masters. You can't. Listen, you talk about solutions, and I have here in the past when it comes to Wall Street. And listen, I'm not a big regulation guy. I'm not. I'm for regulations that make sense. I always mention the Ten Commandments. There's not really much gray area there, is there? You don't really have to take the Ten Commandments and throw it to the Supreme Court for interpretation. Thou shall not. That's, in my opinion, how laws should be written. However, if laws were written in that way, it accounts for a lot fewer billable hours by attorneys. Attorneys love gray areas. Wall Street loves gray areas. That's why securities laws are written in gray. It was a piece of legislation that, hey, worked. Worked for about 66 years. It was called Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall. It wasn't that long. What was it, 35, 40 pages long? It was simple. Okay, now what do we get? We get Dodd-Frank. We get Sarbanes-Oxley. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pages that have all sorts of wiggle room there. The Glass-Steagall legislation split up all conflicting operations within a firm, a bank. It forced the firm to decide which arena they would operate in. Savings banks could take deposits from the public and make personal and home loans. Commercial banks could take deposits from businesses and make business loans. Investment banks could raise capital for businesses by taking companies public, doing secondary offerings, handling mergers and acquisitions. And brokerage firms would be providing a market for stocks and bonds, handling trades, helping people manage their money. Mutual funds, which at the time were known as investment trusts, could invest in portfolios of stocks and bonds and sell shares to investors. The legislation wasn't perfect. However, it was user-friendly, and it did help eliminate many of the conflicts of interest that have been a plague on our financial system and why people have been getting lousy advice for a very long period of time. A return to that would break up the current too-big-to-fail model that we have. I want to remind everybody, this was a part of the Republican Party platform at the Republican National Convention in 2016. There's a quote by William Faulkner. Never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and lying and greed. If people all over the world would do this, it would change the earth. He's right. It would. Again, we've been fighting against these guys for a long period of time. And granted, okay, in my opinion, I do think, I don't know why I've got this fear. I do think investors, for whatever reason maybe, are starting to wisen up a little bit. A little bit. I don't know what it is. I still get a litany of scams and ripoffs that come across my desk. I see all of the portfolios, which are an absolute disaster. But I think sometimes the disaster portfolios have more to do with just incompetent advisors and sometimes just due to fraud. And it's not like some of these people have been churned and burned. They just got... An advisor just doesn't know what the hell he or she is doing. It's important, people, though, to get, like anything else, a second opinion on what you're doing. It is. This is what we're here for. And one of the first things that we did, this is well before, over a decade before the radio show, our account repair kits, helping people out there getting ripped off at boiler room operations and penny stock firms rebuild their accounts. Get your financial plan done the right way. And let me tell you something again. I don't care whether you're just getting started or you're well on your way. We do not show anyone the door. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. The sun
become the world. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said although he's looking forward to the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he still could pull out of the meeting if he feels it's not going to be fruitful.
We've never been in a position like this with that regime. If I think that it's a meeting that is not going to be fruitful, we're not going to go. If the meeting when I'm there is not fruitful, I will respectfully leave the meeting.
A Minnesota doctor accused of illegally prescribing an opioid painkiller for Prince a week before the musician died from an overdose of drugs agreed to pay $30,000 to settle a federal civil violation, according to documents made public today. Aside from the fine, the doctor has agreed to stricter requirements for logging and reporting his prescriptions of controlled substances for 2 years. Prince died April 21, 2016, and the government began their investigation shortly thereafter. This is USA Radio News.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, I have to admit that I get my few television programs there that I like. The series out there, some of the stuff on TV, and I kind of get reeled in and addicted to them. And, yeah, I can even see past the left-wing nonsensical bias that they put into the things. And one of those television shows right now is really not much of anything I watch. One of them I do is Billions. Showtime, I think. And in the television show Billions, and I've used some of the stuff from that show, the lines of that here on the program. There was one bit I did talking about how the one of the characters, there's no real protagonist in the program. They're all basically antagonists. One of the antagonists, because it's antagonist versus antagonist, going off on his wife about how she wanted to take her company public and how she wasn't ready and how he dressed down how her business didn't really belong being public. She wasn't ready. But anyway, right now on the program, it's really interesting and it's accurate in its depiction of the district attorney and what happens in our justice system. One of the creators of the show is New York Times writer, and he's also a anchor, I think, still. I don't know. I haven't watched CNBC in years. Andrew Ross Sorkin. I think he's still an anchor there on the program. I'm not sure. And you talk about ripped from the headlines. They take a lot from what has happened in downtown New York. The district attorney for Manhattan is played by Paul Giamatti, and he is kind of like he's a very much an Elliot Spitzer character. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because obviously we've got a lot going on with the Southern District of Manhattan and stuff going on with Donald Trump, and we'll get into all of that. But the show is a really good way of showing you how the world works. How the world works, how these district attorney offices actually work in this pursuit of what they like to call justice. And in my experience, and again, we've gone after the kings of fraud, the penny stock operators, we've gone after the big brokerage firms. My experience, what happens is they use, these district attorneys use these various different crimes as an opportunity to further their career. It all comes down to a negotiation. It does. Now, with the penny stock firms, okay, they obviously didn't have the clout that went after them. They put some people behind bars, one of the biggest ones out there. Didn't go behind bars for very long. Jordan Belfort went to a country club prison. His roommate was Chong from Cheech and Chong, and he worked on his tennis game for several months. But the big brokerage firms, do you remember when Elliot Spitzer was described as the sheriff on Wall Street, and everybody in the press said, oh, wow, what a great prosecutor, and look at what he's doing, and look at how he's cleaning up Wall Street, look at all this stuff. He did nothing. He did nothing. While this was all taking place, again, we also had 9/11 happen. We were yelling and screaming about nothing being done and what a joke this all was. And we called it. Elliot Spitzer used that as a launching pad to become governor of the state of New York. And he was on the fast track to become president of the United States. The people that he went after funded his campaign. The guy is a first-rate dirtbag. Oh, we always know about his little dalliances with the hookers. We want to show you how much of a dirtbag he was, is that he was really strong at going after brothels, even though he went to them. He's a bad guy. And like all bad guys that are part of the establishment, even when you get caught with your pants down and your socks on, no pun intended, you get away with it. Because Elliot Spitzer, after all was said and done, he ended up getting a job on CNN. Why am I bringing this all up? Well, I want to explain to you how justice works and how it all ties in. We do have to take a break right here and get back I'm going to bring up a concept that I wrote about years ago and talked about and how justice works for white-collar crime and how it's similar to the, well, medieval Catholic doctrine of the indulgence. That's right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan. And
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift.
From my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get Lily, inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
It's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
Mike Hewitt here. Wow, of late we've learned so much about government bureaucrats, the D.C. establishment, the far left, and of what's being taught to the next generation. We've witnessed their war against the Second Amendment for decades, but now they've lowered their sights on the First Amendment as they seek to use both the full power of central government, including our judiciary, and mainstream and social medias to silence differing views. Secret courts, partisan courts, a federal bureaucracy bent on managing citizen opinions with selected leaks, the scorching of the Fourth Amendment, and the outright burning of client-attorney privilege. Simple up or down congressional votes thwarted by backroom deals? That'd be congressional leadership serving themselves at our expense. Folks, left or right, you've got to see we have a serious problem here. Honestly, what would our founders do? For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. I got a stack here today, and I'm just going to go through the headlines. I'm not going to get into detail because I don't have time. I don't. This is interesting. The former Wall Street deals lawyer who now leads the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission said one of the biggest surprises of his first year was learning about the levels of fraud surrounding initial coin offerings and penny stocks. He's head of the SEC, and he's surprised at just how widespread fraud is. Regulator tells ex-Morgan Stanley star to expect churning charges. I can go on here. Wells Fargo nailed again, right? What is it going to be? They're going after more of the stuff. They're up to another $1 billion fine. I can go on and on and on and on and on. One scam after another, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Week in, week out. you would think that at some point in time, these firms would stop doing this. But why would they? Why would they? Let me give kind of an example here. I have kids, and I've got a couple of teenagers and one soon-to-be teenager. And my daughter, who I love dearly, middle child, she is a spunky one, to say the least. And at times, she talks back in a tone of voice and in a manner that is, let's just put it this way, completely inappropriate. She's 13. And I call her out on it, and she gets punished for it and gets her phone taken away, or she can't go over to her friend's house, whatever that punishment may be. And she says, I don't understand. I said I'm sorry. Really? Well, that's great. I'm happy you apologized. But in the real world, there are repercussions for your actions. And I said that, and again, it was another one of those big, fat Markowski epiphany moments. When I get those epiphany moments, it's like the words are just floating in the air above my head and I can see them, like a cartoon. And I said, well, you know, if she worked on Wall Street, she could say she's sorry and then nothing would really happen. Because that's true. That's true. Okay, you could say they pay fines. It's a cost of doing business for them. That's all it is. All of the heroics that have been incorrectly bestowed upon Elliot Spitzer. Oh, look at what he cleaned up. Well, he is a fake, phony, fugazi, snake-looking. I can't tell you how much I despise that, man. I can't tell you. He went after one guy. One guy. Ted Seifel, a back order broker conducting trades, back office guy, salaried worker for Bank of America. Went after him and tried to put him in jail. And he failed at that. More on this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return. Don't give me no hand-me-down
world. I got one already. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Let me explain to everybody how this works. okay? It works for them and how it will work against you. And why the best way of protecting yourself as an investor is to arm yourself with facts, understand the system and how the system works, and just avoid getting yourself ripped off. Understand who you're doing business with and how they operate. Now, again, I help people all the time, and oftentimes get people that they have a case. They could go and they could take their broker, they could take the firm to arbitration, and some choose to do so. The reality of the situation is more often than not, it takes years and years to get anything back at all. And it's fine. I think that it's okay to pursue that. But it's not a process that I want anybody to go through at all. I don't. I don't. We wouldn't have to have this happen all the time if the people that were in charge, the district attorneys, actually went after these guys and there were actual repercussions for one's actions. Basically, the system works like the medieval Catholic doctrine of selling indulgences. Sinners, back in the day, you had to repent of your sins that you committed. You also must confess these sins, and you had to pay some sort of retribution. Right? So what the Catholic Church did is they started collecting money. They started to collect money. It was this concept of temporal punishment. The sinner needed to undergo some punishment or task. The sin wouldn't be forgiven until this was accomplished. And temporal punishment involved doing good deeds, feeding the poor, caring for the sick. Sins that were not, you didn't get rid of, would land the sinner in purgatory. But they also thought that there was some, basically the Catholic Church, you want to call about it, they securitized good deeds. They said, well, wait a second, we got all these wonderful people and priests and people that do good works all the time. Why can't they do those good works for you? And you pay for those good works. Yeah. Again, I want to remind everybody that, the church at that point in time was like government today. It was basically the source of all social programs. And, of course, it was chock full of corruption, just like our government today. So, again, the church is always trying to come up with clever and new ways to raise money. The concept of selling indulgences worked. Eliot Spitzer said back in 2002, and I'm quoting him here, "This agreement will permanently change the way Wall Street operates." This is after handing down a $1 billion fine. "The curtain is down. The fat lady is singing at the conclusion of one of the most talked about scandals of recent memory." Did anybody go behind bars? Did anybody at all go to jail? No one. Did anybody go to jail after the financial crisis, 2008, 2009? No. I wrote this back in November of 2002. How we tried. We tried hard to get some reform, try to put some people behind bars. We were thwarted. Power and money. I wrote, "I've seen so many Wall Street scams, ghastly brokerage firms, shoddy IPOs, I could write a book larger than our tax code. The one thing that links all of these sins and sinners is the uniformity in how our justice system has dealt with them." Think about that. The cartel kingpins are out planning and plotting for another day. This is 2002, which they did. Securitization. Securitization, which led to the next financial crisis. Their debt to society was paid by check. Signed, sealed, and delivered to Eliot Spitzer. "We are proclaiming that the practice of selling indulgences is alive and well. The new mantra for white-collar crime should be, don't do the crime if you can't pay the fine." again, people, I'm stoic in my belief. It is what it is. As you can tell from my writing back in the day, how angry I was. I mean, I go back and I read some of the things. I go back and listen to some of the radio shows that I did 15 years ago and then some. And I'm angry. I've come to kind of grips with this is how the world works. And I think, and we devote a hell of a lot more time on our program today trying to educate people on how to get their financial plan done the right way, how to avoid all of the problems and the pitfalls, and just knowing that they're there. Knowing that they're there. I'm not going to get rid of them. Me and my little radio program that's been on here for 18 years, I am not going to get rid of them. The way our system works, and I explain it, the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, big business, politicians, and the media, it's not going to work out. Those guys cut too many checks to too many people. You're going to see, you're talking about all these members of Congress that are now going to be retiring and don't feel like working anymore in D.C. They have no-show jobs for life. They can either go get a job on a corporate board or several corporate boards. They can go, I don't know, run a college somewhere. Or you know what? They'll get a job working on Wall Street. No-show job. It's like the Sopranos there. They'll get an office and they'll get a business card and they'll bring them to meetings from time to time. It's the system. It's corrupt. We know it's corrupt. We're just showing you the way through. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee delayed action on a bipartisan bill meant to protect Robert Mueller from a possible firing by President Donald Trump. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is on that committee.
Where there are issues of national importance, such as the appointment of special counsels, Congress must consider its constitutional role and act to make sure that it can avail itself of its traditional checks against the executive branch.
The national average for a gallon of gas is $2.76, according to GasBuddy, which is close to the most recent high in the mid-2015s. Now, the reason gas is so high is U.S. crude is close to $70 a barrel as gasoline demands hit record highs. The weekly figures show gasoline demand rose to 9.86 million barrels a day ahead of the summer driving season. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. $1,929. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Initial jobless benefit claims are slightly down, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Thursday report from the Labor Department showing 232,000 people filing first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, about 1,000 fewer than the week before, and it was basically in line with what analysts had predicted. The biggest increases in claims in New Jersey, Texas, and New York, sharpest declines in claims in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and the state of Illinois.
Firefighter Andrew Needham was one of the heroes of Southwest Airlines Flight 1380. Now, he brought